Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, the Silverlight Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I've got a guest, Loren Bunyon.
That's right.
From IdentityMind, correct?
Exactly.
And you are a Silverlight MVP, one of the few and the proud?
Yep.
Excellent. Now, very Loren proud. And I have worked on, and other people have worked on MVVM as a structure for Silverlight for a long time, long as we've been in the Silverlight world. And it's not been easy in a lot of ways for a lot of people to deal with Silverlight. So there's always questions on which framework should I use, how should I set it up, should I create a view first, a view model first, create them both at the same time through a marriage technique. We've done it in many different ways, but I think Loren finally just took a step forward and said, hey, I'm going to make it easier for people to use MVVM. So he created something called the MVVM Lite Toolkit.
That's right.
And I asked him to come on today, the episode, and show everybody how this works and why he believes, and a lot of people believe, that it's a great way to do MVVM in Silverlight.
Sure.
So with that, would you mind talking a little about the toolkit and what it offers?
Absolutely. So MVVM Lite, like the name shows, it's really something which is which offers only what is needed to create a basic MVVM application, and which you can extend at will. So if you want, you know, to add some dependency injection framework, you can. If you want to add MEF, for example, you can. It works pretty well with everything. So I have some basic components which are really basically wiring the application in a way that works especially well with Expression Blend, because that was my main goal, and which also offers, you know, all the advantages of MVVM, testability, and you know, separation of concerns, these kind of things.
So it gives you the separation of concerns, it gives you the blendability, we call it.
Yeah.
You can put your view and view model inside the view.
Yeah, so the idea really is to have a possibility to see data into Expression Blend, so that the designers have something to design against, because often they just don't see the data because live data cannot be shown into Blend. So
now, does that take anything away from the developer experience, since we're leaning on the designer side?
No, it's basically the pattern is, you know, offers a few constraints. So you have to have your view model and your view, and they have to be wired. Everything is pre-wired into the MVVM Lite toolkit. So when you create a new MVVM Lite application, you're pretty much good to go. And actually, it, personally, I think it enhances the developer experience, because working in the view model is much more comfortable than working in the code behind and having to deal with events,
right,
and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of the best of both worlds in this.
Well, it has, you know, disadvantages like every pattern out there.
Right, right.
We are only humans, but you know, MVVM in general is probably the best way to work with WPF and Silverlight, I believe. And that's why, you know, the toolkit is available for WPF and Silverlight too. So you can really use the same paradigm, the same programming models for both worlds. So that's
what I really like about it is that it's, there's a lot of things you want to do in MVVM when you get into it. As you mentioned, you could use MEF, you could do composability, modularity. There's a lot of different things you can do. One of the things I like about your particular toolkit is you don't focus on everything. You just focus on getting MVVM itself, the triad, to work properly and work for Blend, for designers, and for developers of the view models.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. And with that, why don't we just jump right into the demo?
Sure, we can do that. What I have here is a new MVVM Lite application, which I just created, and I added a few things. Creating a new MVVM Lite application is very easy because the toolkit comes with some templates. So here you have, for example, the template for Silverlight 4, and there are also templates available for Silverlight 3 and for WPF. So here I created a new application, and I already wired it. I already connected it to a WCF service, which is returning a list of customers. And here inside the model, I added a class, which is called Service Helper, which is basically just a service connecting to the WCF service.
So this runs as a facade to talk to your WCF services.
Exactly. So it's very easy to call that, so provide a callback, and get a list of customer.
And this doesn't this way you're not polluting your VM, your view model, with all the service calls.
Exactly, and that can be injected inside the view model, which is quite quite nice.
And you could have more than one service helper, I assume.
You can have any number of services
segment
that you want. Exactly. So let's take a look at the view model. So this one is really wired with a main view. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is one view model per view. And here I'm going to add a property which is going to contain all the customers. And adding, you know, a bindable property in MVVM is one of the bad sides of MVVM, because you have to type quite a lot of code. So the toolkit comes with some code snippets which do that for you.
Great.
So if I just type here MVVM, you see that you have a number of snippets showing up. I'm going to choose the first one, INPC for INotify property changed.
Right. One of our favorite interfaces.
Exactly. I'm going to expand that. Can give it a name. And the type is an observable collection of customer. Customer is my proxy object, which is
Comes from the WCF service. Right.
Just going to set that to null. And that's it. I'm already done. So the rest of the code was created by the snippet. I'm going to delete a few lines.
Did we rename the property? Oh, there we go.
That's
my
okay.
Property is the private version.
Got yeah. It. Usually I would give a better name, but you know, right. That's fine. And here we go. Now we have a property which is ready. So I just need to initialize that with data. And to do that, I'm going to create a new service helper.
Now this is where you could use MEF or you could use dependency injection, but
exactly.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to, but if you have frameworks that you like, you can use it here and inject. That
Absolutely.
Would be the perfect place to do that. And then I'm going to call helper.get. Oops, hold on. That's the famous IntelliSense exception.
Yes.
Get customers, and I'm providing a callback. Here we go. And we see that result is an IEnumerable of customer, which
right.
means that I can create a new observable collection with that.
And initialize it with the result.
Exactly. So at this point, I'm already ready to bind. I have my collection. So to do the binding, I'm just going to build that to be sure that everything is OK. And I'm going to change into expression blend. Here we go. I'm going to open this main page. And here into my root, I'm going to add the list box. So you could do that in XAML, obviously, but I'm doing that in blend because I love blend. I love blend.
That's good.
Yeah. And let me just build to have everything ready. OK, the small exception, I will come back to that in just a minute. Here we go, data bind. My data context is set to the view model, so I can open, find the property that I had, which is a collection, and bind it.
So let's take a step back there. You said your data context is set to the view model. Can you show
yeah.
us where that gets set?
Sure. So this is set already by the MVVM Lite application. And if I open here my mainpage.xaml, we see that here we have the data context, which is set to the main, which is a property of an object called locator.
Okay.
Now this locator is where I'm managing basically the lifetime of my view models, creating,
okay.
deleting them, and everything.
So the locator is the thing that wires the view to the view model.
Exactly. And this is this object here inside the view model folder.
And the data context, that line of code gets set when you create the objects of the template, or do you have to type that?
When you create the new application, mm-hmm. it's already created, so okay. you don't have to worry about it. If you add a new view, then you have to maybe just change the name of the property to set it to the correct
Whatever
view model
the view
inside
is.
The locator.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So at this point, I'm ready to roll. I can run the application.
Mm-hmm.
Starting.
Now, one thing that was really cool, and you pointed out, was that when you were inside of Expression Blend and you were doing the data binding,
yep.
you could pop up there and you had strong type names to
exactly.
show what the view model is and its properties.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I see live data. This is coming from the service directly. I have 10 customers, and I don't have a visualization for them because I didn't create a data template.
No templates.
Okay. And this brings us to the blendability, because if I go back to blend, you see that I have an exception. The reason is that blend cannot execute the WCF service. It's not able to do that. So instead, what I'm going to do...
So blend is trying to create the view model, which
yep.
creates the service.
Exactly.
And it's failing because blend can't create the service.
That's correct.
But it can create the view model.
It can create the view model, exactly. So what I'm going to do is take this down. And instead of using a service helper, which is really live, you know, connecting to the WCF service,
right.
I'm going to use an interface instead, iService helper. And I'm going to differentiate if I'm in design mode or in runtime mode.
Okay.
To do that, inside the view model is easy because I have this is in design mode property, which
that's
is compatible WPF SQLite.
So that's on your base view model?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And here, again, that would be a perfect place to use you know, dependency injection, for example. But in this sample demo, I'm just going to do that
right.
here
we can
inline.
Wire it up manually here.
So here, instead of using the normal, you know, the standard view model, the standard helper, I'm going to use a design service helper, which I'm going to show in just a moment. And in the runtime code, I'm going to show to use the normal service helper.
So in design mode, we're going to use a special service helper
exactly.
that's not going to hit WCF.
Exactly. The design service helper, here it is. It implements iService helper, you know, for consistency.
Right.
It has this get customer method with a callback, and it creates 100 dummy customer.
Okay.
Now I can build that. go back to Blend. I don't have to do anything. Look, my no hands, and I have my templates, my items showing up.
Right.
I have 100 design time items. So at this point, I can go ahead and create a template for those items. All right.
We're sickening the application here because we're just showing a demo.
That's
normally
right.
You'd use a resource.
Normally, absolutely. And I'm going to just add a text block. And since Blend knows the context in which everything is executed, I can do my data binding directly to the customer object. So if I expand that, this is what comes from the WCF service. Let's choose the first name. And we see that the design time data is appearing, first name 0 to 100.
Right, and that's the real point, data in the design service helper that it generates.
That's the design service helper. At this point, I have something that I can design again, so I can go ahead, for example, and show, use another font and make it a little bit bigger. All right? Now, at this point, I have design time data, but if I run my application for real, then we will see the live data coming up. Here we go. And the live data is coming up.
In runtime, you're getting your WCS service, which is hitting
exactly.
real data against the database.
Exactly. And in design time, I get design time data, which I can shape as I want. Now, another thing I wanted to show, because that's the blendability of MVVM Lite, but in addition, you have quite a few components to help you bridge the separation between the view and the view model. One thing which is interesting is when you have events on the view and you want to call a command on the view model directly. So what I have to offer here is called event to command. This is a Blend trigger, so you can add that into Blend. Here we go. And what I'm doing here is handling the drop event. So when I'm dropping something on my surface, and I'm going to call this command called drag customer command.
So basically what you're doing here is you're calling an event.
When the event happens,
you're calling a command.
I'm calling a command without any code behind. So my code behind is empty.
And this is actually a behavior or a trigger.
A trigger, exactly. So this drag customer command, let's just take a quick look at it. What it's doing is read the content of a text file. So it's expecting a text file. And it's going to create a new customer and add it to the collection. So I prepared a sample text file with, you know, just any random name.
Wow, how convenient.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, that's luck. And now if I go ahead and, let me find the text file. I'm just going to take it, drop it here, and we see the first customer has been created and added to the collection. So I don't have any code behind to do that. I just have to add the trigger inside the view, and then I have to implement the command in the view model.
So the one thing I really like about this, though, is we've been hearing more and more in Silverlight how we're using more commands. In Silverlight 3, we could use commands. Silverlight 4, we have the I command.
Mm-hmm.
But now we can bind with only certain objects and events
right.
to hit the commands. What you've written, basically, is allowing us to do
any event
in the UI to any
command.
And the great thing about that is we get questions all the time about, I've got a data grid when the row is selected.
Absolutely.
Or list box item is selected.
Absolutely.
You can do it on any, you did on drag and drop.
Yep.
So
that's right.
That's perfect in this case.
So this object is actually passing the event args, which contains the information about the file directly to the command, and then you can handle that, you know, into your view model. You can test it if you want, no problem.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on and showing us
Thank
all
you.
This.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Let everybody know that Loren, you're going to be at MIX.
I am going to speak at MIX about MVVM. I'm going to show quite a lot of. You know, view model things, blendability a lot, and also talk a little bit more about the MVVM Lite toolkit.
Great, and you've got a breakout session there.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing it myself.
We've
got a couple MVVM topics. Yours is one of the few that was voted in from the open call from all the viewers. So it's great to see that you got voted in, and I look forward to seeing
I'm
that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it, too.
Great. Well, thank you for coming on, and
thank you for
watching.
Me.
If you have any questions about Silverlight TV or anything you want to see, please just follow us on Twitter, at Silverlight TV, and we'll see you next time. Okay.